Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Thousands of manufacturers are impeding European e-commerce by imposing restrictions on online retailers. Mobile e-commerce is rapidly growing in popularity in Nigeria, and the Asia-Pacific region is set to overtake North America as the world's biggest digital travel market in the next year. Research by the German Federal Association of E-Commerce, or BVOH, has found that 2,000 manufacturers are impeding European e-commerce by imposing restrictions on online retailers who want to sell their products. The study questioned over 7,000 small e-commerce businesses and found that over half of them were suffering financially and losing sales as a result of the restrictions. The most commonly cited restrictions were manufacturers refusing to allow retailers to set their own prices, refusing to allow retailers to resell on online marketplaces, and banning cross-border e-commerce. BVOH has asked the EU to look into the problem and has called on them to ban manufacturers from imposing restrictions on e-commerce sites. Mobile e-commerce is rapidly growing in popularity in Nigeria, according to research by Ipsos. The study revealed that 60% of Nigerian internet users had engaged in e-commerce in the last year, with 72% of those people buying using a smartphone. This makes Nigeria the African capital for mobile e-commerce. Nigerians are expected to spend 78 billion Nigerian naira on mobile e-commerce sites this year, equivalent to around $275 million. This is set to rise to over 100 billion Nigerian naira by the end of next year. Nigerians are also embracing cross-border e-commerce. 70% of those questioned said they had bought from a foreign website in the last year, with 6% shopping exclusively from foreign sites. The Asia-Pacific region is set to overtake North America as the world's biggest digital travel market in the next year, according to predictions by eMarketer. North America currently spends around $190 billion on digital travel, such as buying plane tickets and other travel-related goods online, only about $10 billion more than APAC. By 2017, the Asia-Pacific region is expected to spend around $215 billion on digital travel, compared to North America's $200 billion. China is set to drive most of this growth, with digital travel sales predicted to grow by a staggering 36% in the country this year. This is being driven by the country's growing middle class and simpler Chinese visa rules being brought in. By 2020, China and the US are expected to account for 50% of all digital travel sales worldwide. The Indian social networking app ShareChat has received $1.35 million worth of seed funding from Safe Partners. ShareChat is a social network that allows users to post, share, and discover content. It currently operates in four Indian languages: Hindi, Telugu, Marathi, and Malayalam. The fact that it's multilingual is filling an urgent need in the Indian social media market, because the majority of people in rural India don't speak English, the language that most social platforms are written in. ShareChat has said that it will use the new funding to improve the app and launch it in new languages. There are 30 languages with over 1 million native speakers in India alone. And finally, Pokemon Go has proven that it's possible for a mobile app to directly lead to people going to physical locations. The hit game was released last weekend and is already close to getting more downloads than Twitter. Pokemon Go is an augmented reality game allowing players to walk around outside and catch Pokemon, visit Pokestops, and battle with other players. Hordes of players have been seen outside playing the game, gathering at Pokestops and locations where Pokemon can be caught and battled with. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.